This Carrie and Tommy catch-up gives you easy access to all the bits you may have missed. The new Tradie Baby Zipsters feature a two-way zip to give you easy access from the top to the bottom of your little one. Tradie Baby. Tidy, tough.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Afternoon, Australia. Welcome to Tuesday, Carrie Bickmore.
I think I've had a reaction to something. Is my lip getting all swollen? Is it?
Great time to bring it up.
You know, just before.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but it's all tingly.
It's been like that for a while.
Since when?
Well, it's kind of when you walked in today.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because I thought it was a pimple, mate. And I don't point out. I don't just go, hey, pimple face.
No, it feels like it's on fire now. It's all tingly.
No, you've had it for a while.
It's could be my last show.
You're rubbing it quite aggressively now. This could be your last show.
Got a good one coming up.
We do have a good one coming up.
You know how you often get your lips done? Have you had any?
I've never had my lips done.
Have you done recently? Because I actually thought it could have just been that. I thought, oh, Carrie's got some sweet new lips she's rocking. I actually said to Sonda, I said, you know the swollen, infected look? It's working for her.
Imagine what I look like with my lips done.
Well, like this. I can take a photo of you and show it to you.
Yesterday we did our voicemail segment where I have to call celebrities in my phone. You tell me what message I've got to leave on their voicemail. I've never seen it until we get to the segment, until we're in the middle of calling the person.
And I don't know if I took it too far or you've got soft.
No, you took it too far. We had to call Lisa Wilkinson. I had to call her and I just did not want to say what you wanted me to say.
Great.
Hi there, sorry I can't come to the phone. Please leave a message.
Oh, hey, Lisa, it's Carrie here. I was just calling because Tommy hurt his hand last night on the project.
Go. I'm not saying that. Go.
It's ruined now because he's heard me say that. I'm not saying that.
You should.
I was wondering if you knew who could fix it for him.
Oh! I just wanted to know if there was someone who could do a job on my hand.
That wasn't the words that you asked me to read.
It's brevity. It's radio. We try and make it succinct and
anyway,
brief.
That's what Lisa heard. Mm. And Lisa texted me back.
Yes, what did
she
say?
She missed calling us while we were on air. She said, hey,
is
there.
Offering?
Just got. Just got out of the meeting and heard your message and realised you guys are now on air. How is his poor hand? Hope he's okay. The bigger question than fixing his hand, though, is how do you fix Tommy?
Oh.
Very funny, Mr. Wilkinson.
Shot across the bow from Wilkinson.
Very funny. But it proves that she listened to a voicemail. More people listen to their voicemails than we think.
That's why you have to record them accurately.
I know.
I also don't know what that whole creative license off the top is. Hey, it's Carrie here. I was just wondering a few things. None of that was written down.
Yeah, I was just being polite, mate.
We're not here to be polite. We're here to read funny
pieces. If I wasn't polite, I'd have to read about it in New Idea, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Like
great press for the show.
Stupid few that isn't happening.
Do you reckon they're going to write about how often you get your lips done?
It's still swollen, isn't it?
It's good, mate.
If you are wondering
about
Tommy's hand, we can discuss this later. We've got an update on Tommy's hand coming up very soon.
Yeah, it's true.
What are we doing next? We don't know if I'll be here or not.
Oh, what? Because you're going to go back and get your top lip done as well? up next, Bickers. It's just a love story for the ages. A love human, an inanimate object, and marriage. Yeah. It's coming up now.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You know what's not made me happy?
What's that?
Many text messages from my friend. I got one saying, have you really? ? With a lip emoji.
Yep.
I've written back, of course I haven't. And she said, good, you're perfect the way you are.
What,
you need to read this out. This is what legally, unless you want me to sue you, this is what you need to say to the people of this country.
It's
read
funny.
That.
I've written
read
my, that. Before I read your note, I've written a note to myself. To read out.
Yes.
And it says, Dear Petrina, who is your friend, Carrie has definitely had her lips done.
Read my note.
Your note.
Read my note.
Okay, so you've written a note
in
biro on a piece of paper.
Yes.
Do you remember yesterday how we played a game where you had to ring people and read exactly what was written on the paper? I'm going to do what you did.
I'm going to make up half of it and then refuse to read half of it. I'll sue you for defamation because currently you're telling people something that I haven't had done.
Well, I'll sue you for not reading out my thing yesterday.
Read it.
Okay, let's go. Now, I need to point out just before I do, reading has never been my strong point, but I'll give it a go. Chris?
No, just read the note.
Chris has had her hips done.
Read the note, mate.
I apologise. Sorry. Chris has not had her hips done.
Chris,
I apologise reportedly for saying an impact.
Say Carrie has not had her lips done, and I apologise unreservedly for implying she has.
That was a lot to remember in one go, mate.
Say it. It's written in front of you.
Why? When you just said it out of your perfectly
if you don't say
cosmetically
it,
enhanced
you're
lips.
You're going to hear from my manager.
Why? Not your surgeon? We could get them on the phone.
Stop it.
It's a good job. Do you get them for free if you post? Do you? We should post a photo.
I haven't had one.
At Carrie Tommy's show is where it'll be.
Yeah. Could we get a 2-for-1 deal? I've been thinking about getting mine done.
Mate, my lip is swollen from like a bite or something.
What did they get to bite you?
Oh, do your stupid segment.
Hey,
you'll be hearing from my lawyers.
Do you have lawyers?
Woman falls in love with a bridge and marries it.
You've given away the ending. Obviously, that was going to be my closing.
Well, you've spent so much time talking about my non-existent lip job that
I was going to take calls on have a guess what the woman married. You've ruined that bit.
Good.
She's married a bridge. Before you go, who's this nutter from around the world? No, she's an Aussie. I think she's actually, she decided an Aussie bridge wasn't good enough for her, though. She went and married the Devil's Bridge, which makes me think there's a third bridge involved that she's not telling us about, in the south of France in 2013, but she's only spoken up about it now. You know what's hurtful about this? She had a wedding to the bridge. She got 14 guests to come.
Wow.
The woman who married a bridge has more friends than me.
You've got that many friends.
14 that have turned up to a wedding in London, not a chance.
Actually, not an overseas wedding.
No one wants to go to an overseas
wedding. It's too expensive. She says, I put a ring on it, baby. I mean, you've seen him, yeah? He's very handsome. He's strong and sturdy. Yeah. And I thought, yes, this is someone I can really connect with who I can feel can give me some grounding.
Do you think she's taken the mickey? Because they're pretty funny words.
I don't.
Here's where I think either she's proper nuts or she's taking the mickey. At the time of the wedding, she said she was travelling the world while recording a music project involving bridges.
Bridge over troubled water?
That's not
bad. Is that
bad.
One of her songs?
That's not bad. Do you know why she loves the bridge? It's a guy she can walk all over. Okay, that was useless.
She says he makes her feel connected to the earth and draws her to the rest of... Draws me to rest from my endless nomadic wanderings. He's fixed, stable, rooted to the ground while I'm nomadic, transient and ever on the road. It's pretty romantic. God.
You know why she would have married the bridge?
Why?
Because any other bloke that she said that whole sentence to would have walked away from her.
Would you marry anything in your life, like an inanimate object?
If I had to?
Yeah.
Definitely.
What?
What wouldn't you get sick of? I feel like
chocolate.
Something like
I'd marry chocolate.
No, but you'd eat it then. Well, that's perfect, I guess.
I mean, whatever floats your boat.
You know, because then it's gone. Something like a kettle, which you use every day, I'd be up there.
What about?
It would be up there for me.
What about it?
Yeah, Buzzy?
Your bed. I'd marry my bed.
Marry your bed.
Marry your bed.
I'll never fall out of love with my bed.
Sleep with other people. There's no way you can hide that from your bed, but you can hide it from the kettle. Because the kettle would be downstairs in the kitchen just wondering what's going on.
There's other beds. You could cheat on your bed with another bed.
Oh, yeah, in the spare bed.
Yeah. Oh, naughty.
Buzzy's pretending like he can live in a 2-bedroom place.
3 bedrooms, bro.
Oh, have you got 3 bedrooms?
Yeah, and a sunroom.
Do you?
Is there a bed in the sunroom? Because that one sounds sexy.
Sunroom. That's where I wash all my clothes.
Are you nude in this? No, that's a laundry.
No, what but that's mean? Where I hang it out because it can get cold. Anyway, this is a completely different topic.
Do you nude up in the sunroom?
I nude up in the whole house.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
While your missus is at home, or is that a thing that you secretly do solo?
Both.
Wow.
Yeah. As if you wouldn't, though, if you're in a house, especially. Anyway, we are chatting about if you had to marry an object.
I don't walk around naked, though.
You got housemates, though. It's different.
Occasionally.
Okay, so hang on.
I had to stop, actually, after there was an incident. It's too many topics we're talking about right now.
Okay. 131060, do you think Carrie's had her lips done? No, we're not doing that,
Buzz.
You are
an ass.
We're not doing that.
What would you marry?
Yeah, if you had to marry
an
inanimate object.
Yeah, that's a really hard thing to say. What would you marry?
Yeah, what would you marry?
Yeah.
Great. And don't be like, oh, I wouldn't get involved, you losers.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's Tommy Little and Hot Lips Hoolahan here.
Had a reaction, all right?
Obviously
allergic to you.
To the doctor's needles?
No.
Okay. Is that how it works? Do you get needles?
I don't know. I haven't had my lips done.
Or do they just put a vacuum cleaner around your mouth and turn it on high?
Jordan, What would you marry that's not human?
Why are
what
we talking
inanimate
about this?
Object
you,
would you marry, Jordan?
You have to reset in radio. You have to say why we're talking about it.
We're running so
Jordan,
fast.
Jordan, do you know
so
why sorry. We're talking some, about some, this?
Some a woman married a bridge. Jordan, what would you marry?
I'd marry me dad's 57 Chevy, your car.
Ooh. What?
You know that. You know. Yeah.
What?
Why the 57 Chevy, Jordan?
Why are you whispering?
It's just one of my dream cars. It's just a beautiful car and it makes a really good noise.
Bloody hell. Good on you, Jordan. Great stuff. That's exactly what we're asking. Julie, what would you marry?
Hi, guys. I'd marry my Thermomix.
Julie, you've got to help us out. I get confused at what a Thermomix is. I know it's expensive.
It's expensive. The way I explain it is basically a food processor on steroids. So yeah,
it does everything.
It does everything. It actually cooks. It mixes. It chops. It mills.
I mean, what would your life be like without it? That's the thing, I think, when you think of who you're going to marry. You have to think, what would your life be like without it?
It's only recently come into my life. So yeah. I use it every single day. Went away for a weekend and had withdrawals from not having my Thermomix with me.
And
it's amazing.
What did you say it does, Jules? It cooks, it chops, it what?
It mills. Like, you can mill, like, grains and herbs and... Oh, it's life-changing. I've got a big family and it's just... injected a better quality of eating in our family.
Does the hubby do any of those things? Does he ever milk?
look.
They've got four kids. I think he mills a bit.
he's milled a few times. Let's go to Steve. Steve, if you had to marry an object, what would it be?
I've been listening from the start of the show and it's just, seriously, it's got to be Carrie's lips. I'd marry Carrie's lips.
Pre or post surgery, Steve?
Oh, definitely post, because you remember those identical pictures where they used to show the criminals and they'd put all the body parts together, like Mr. Potato Head and different things. I just have this image of this set of lips I saw on that once that are really juicy and swollen. And
that's how I imagine Carrie's lips. Let's go to a song.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I don't believe what is about to happen.
No, I think it would be something that happens to people all the time.
Do you? You tell the people what happened to you and then we'll see. We won't even put our phone numbers.
131060.
Thank you, Buzz. Sorry, I've had my mind completely erased from what Bickmore just told me. Tell
no,
the
it's just
people.
Reminiscing about reminiscing.
Reminiscing makes it sound like a romantic moment.
I was reminiscing
about
when I was
anniversary for this event.
Pregnant. Yes. And over the years, I've been pregnant over a decade, right? So I had my son 11 years ago. Yes. And so over that time, the medical procedures that you have to have when you're pregnant change. And there's this new one this time that wasn't there for the last two times.
What happens on the new one?
You have to stick a thing up your backside.
You have to chuck a thing up your bum.
No, I went to have a swab. They give you, you need to get checked for, what are you getting checked for, Sonda?
It's some sort of bacterial thing, isn't it? To make sure that when you give birth that you don't have it. And
when they pass through
the
canal, they don't get whatever this bacteria is. It's not thrush, but it's something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you go to the nurse.
It's a stick or it's
okay, so they give you two sticks, right?
Two sticks.
And they say one's for the front bit, one's for the back bit.
At the same time.
Yeah, and then the lady I had was very quick with the information and it was a lot to take in. Yeah. I wasn't expecting a second stick.
Yeah.
She tells it to you really
fast.
I
broke out a third stick. Once you've mastered these two, see if you can juggle.
And then... I was sure she said you have to stick it up 2 centimetres.
2 centimetres?
So I went into the bathroom. No, then I asked her if she could do it.
Which one? Well, for you?
She said no.
For you?
Yeah, because, you know, they often do the procedures for you in hospital.
Oh, how much of a diva is Bickmore? She won't do anything herself these days.
No,
won't
I
even shove something up her own bum.
I didn't want to do it, so I asked if she'd do it. And then she looked at me, no, and she said the bathroom's over there. So I got in there. And I did the first bit fine, the first swab.
Yeah.
I got that up 2 centimetres.
The front one.
But I couldn't get the back one up there 2 centimetres. And it was really tricky. And so then I was like, maybe I need lube, but I didn't have any lube.
Jesus
Christ. I don't know if you can just say that.
Change all the positions.
Some of the things that you get angry at me for saying on this show, and my mother of all dragons, bloody hell. Did you call Chris? Did you call him and say...
How is he going to help?
Just because a helping hand. You asked her to do it. Why wouldn't you ask him?
What, get him to leave work and come over to...
Yes.
Tell me.
Yes. Don't even say what it is.
He knows that area is a no-go zone.
Okay.
Anyway, I finally did as much as I could.
Yeah.
And then as I returned it
what
to
her.
What
do you do? Do you spin it or something? Like, is there a bit that needs, like, do you put it in and then spin it round so it.
A tiny bit. You've just got to get a sample.
A sample.
Of your inner part.
Whoa.
Anyway, when I got back to her, I said to her, I hope it's okay, but I really struggled to get it up 2 centimetres. And she said, oh, no, you've only got to get it up one for the back one. For 20 minutes, I'd been trying to jam this thing up 2 centimetres. When the front one was 2 centimetres, the back one was 1 centimetre.
And what did you say?
1 centimetre is very different to 2 centimetres when we're talking about that area.
Hey, you know how I'm a supportive co-host?
Yeah.
I think I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
Just in the interest of fairness. Have you got two more sticks?
Oh, you want to try
this? Yeah, I'll have a go.
I'll find you some sticks.
Oh, God. No, I've just realised the front one might be more painful than the back one.
But what I realised...
The front one's got to go up 2 centimetres.
Stop. Okay, no, because that's a procedure that some people have to have. When you've got infections and stuff, don't you have to stick a swab?
I don't know.
Don't look at me like you don't know.
I don't know.
I'm sure that's a thing.
I think that was an old thing.
It is.
I think that was an old school thing.
I don't think that's the thing you need to do anymore. I think they still do it for chlamydia or something.
I think you have to pee on it, but if you can't pee, they have to stick it up there.
Jeez. So what should we do?
I just want to know from people when they've gotten their medical procedures wrong, when they were sent home to do something or sent into a room to do something and they came back out with the wrong thing or the wrong body part or I put it in the wrong hole, whatever.
Wow. Or I shoved it 2 centimetres in when it didn't need to go in at all. My friend, she's a beautician, a waxer, and they give out paper G-strings.
Yes.
And she had a man in his 50s come in for his first ever wax and she walked into the room and you put the G-string on backwards. She said it looked like a string holding together some butcher's meat. Is that the top of it?
You're going to be so confident.
Does that count?
Oh, it's not really a medical procedure.
Okay, medical procedures. What did you get wrong medically?
You had to self-test? Yeah, you had to do something and you just didn't quite have all the information.
You've given us heaps of information.
All right.
Give us a call, 131060.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, who cares, because we're breaking brains. Nice bit of feedback from Josh who messaged us on Instagram and he said about our last...
segment where I
didn't know if it's called a segment. Segment is a thing that happens regularly on radio, and I think this
a brain fade, is that what you'd call it?
Who knows? But he says, genuinely the most confronting 5 minutes of my life. I think I need to lie down. If you have just tuned in, Bickmore had a procedure where
when I was pregnant, I had to do a swab. You're given two sticks, and it's to stop infection for when the baby comes out. And they tell you how far to stick the stick up the holes. And I misheard.
Tell you not to stick the stick up the holes?
No, they tell you to, but I misheard how far, and I had trouble with one of the sticks. Hmm. I couldn't get it up the 2 centimeters that was required. But eventually said to her, I struggled. She said, you only ever needed to just get it up there like half a centimeter. Hmm. So I spent a lot of time.
It's one of the very rare occasions where your fierce competitive spirit really worked against you. You were going for a world record and you just didn't need to. Courtney.
So we've been asking when you stuffed up a medical procedure, you were trying to do it yourself.
Courtney from Brisbane, is that you?
Hello.
Hello. What happened?
So it was my dad, actually. He had to do a poop test and he walked in very confidently and sat it on the desk once he'd finished and realised that he walked into an x-ray place.
I mean, it's awkward when you have to give your sample anyway, but to the wrong place.
It was a very pretty girl too, so he was kind of embarrassed.
Wow. And I mean, what a gift for them. They're just trying to x-ray people and they've got a bloke coming in and dumping a bog on the desk. Good on you, Courtney.
Sarah, I understand you went through the same trauma that I went through when you were having a baby.
Hi, Carrie and Tommy.
Sarah, what happened?
So I had the same swab test as Carrie, and when I was trying to get it in the right angle, I dropped the stick in the toilet.
And you had to go back out and get another stick.
Yeah, it was quite embarrassing.
For a minute, did you think it might be funny to tell them you lost the stick up you, Sarah?
I was so, like, confronted by the whole situation. I just couldn't think of anything but the truth.
Isn't it confronting, Sarah? It's just not what you expect when you go in there.
Did you ask, like, Carrie, did you at any point ask them if they could do it for you?
I did, actually. Carrie, you're not unusual, because I did the same thing.
I think we might have stumbled across a business.
Anal swabs are us.
Yeah.
Jesus. I was going to call it the middleman, and you've gone all out. My God. We could even have a great slogan. We'll stick to the job.
That'll do us.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz. From the newspaper.
I'm exhausted from today.
Yeah, so am I.
All the swabbing's really tired me out.
Yeah, well, I told you you don't have to swab mid-show to make it. I said I understand from you explaining it.
I'm not even pregnant anymore either. Yeah. Just doing it for fun. Yeah.
Let's
all right,
do it.
Here we go. Question number one. The Zlatny Rat, a.k.a. the Golden Horn, is a popular tourist destination in which country?
I reckon is it Hong Kong? Is that where the Golden Horn is?
Zlatny. It sounds like Slovenia or something. Like the Zlatny.
I reckon, but the Golden Horn, Zlatny Rat. Go on, Zlatny Rat.
Is Zlatny like a player? Like a
That's Zlatan.
Soccer player?
Oh, something? Mark Zlatny. No, I don't know.
The rat.
The rat. I'm going to say like somewhere like
I'm gonna
Russia.
Say China.
Russia.
Yeah, that's good. Let's go with Russia.
Russia it is. Here we go. Number two. Who created the classic literary character Clarissa Dalloway?
Well, I didn't.
That helps. Is it it's Borat's wife?
No, I thought Clarissa.
That's Marge. Marge.
Isla Fisher, Marge.
I was just thinking it was out of Hannibal.
Is it?
Well, that's the most. That's
okay.
The
so, who wrote that character?
That's great.
In the
Thomas
book,
Harris.
Great.
Is the author
who?
Wasn't it Thomas Harris?
Okay, Thomas
the
Harris.
Hannibal,
there we go.
But right. I don't know that's
Harris.
Yeah. The right.
Okay. Yep.
Character.
Three. Which country shares the shortest land border with Chile? Shortest land border.
Chile's the long bit at the bottom, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's
so
the
next
top.
To it. Colombia's next to it.
So that's a long land border. So it would be
where
the
did
top
we go
bit,
up to?
It?
Buenos Aires.
No, Argentina.
Are you just
long
telling us about
side.
Your holiday?
I was just trying to think of where we've thought about going and where we went.
Oh.
So we went to Argentina.
Which is on the side. Chile's on the other side. And then at the top is?
Brazil, I think.
Peru? I don't know.
Yeah, and Peru.
Peru.
Yep.
Brazil's quite big, isn't it?
Yeah.
So is Peru smaller? Because it's the shortest land border.
Yeah, let's say Peru.
Peru. Okay.
Is it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Question four, which two players represented Australia in the semi-finals of the 2019 Fed Cup tournament?
That's tennis, yeah?
Yeah.
Two Australians.
2019, yep. That's this year. Who played in the Fed Cup?
I reckon we'd say Ash Barty and Nick Kyrgios.
Okay.
Is Kyrgios. Is Fed Cup the, isn't the, I think the Fed Cup's the female version, isn't it? Isn't the Davis Cup the men's?
Oh.
Or am I wrong?
Okay, then we'd say Ash Barty and Gavrilova.
Barty.
Okay, cool.
Is it not, okay. Question five. Gwendolyn Christie stars as Brienne of Tarth
of
in which TV series?
Game of Thrones. Mm. That was so... I mean, why give a Game of Thrones answer on the Game of Thrones finale time?
So we get
time?
One right?
I know, but I feel it's so obvious.
Let's go through the answers.
We need all the help we can get, yeah. Mate. Did you hear that quiz?
The Zlatny Rats. We locked in Russia. The answer, Croatia.
Oh, close, though.
My people.
Close. I said Slovenia.
Damn it.
The Clarissa Dalloway, Virginia Woolf. We locked in. Who did we lock in? Harris.
Thomas Harris.
Virginia Woolf. Yeah.
Question number three is Peru.
Yay!
Great work, team.
Fed Cup was Ash Barty and Samantha Stosur.
Why did you give the ding then? That was only one.
No, well, anyway. We got one of them right. I'm going to give us half for that.
Oh, okay.
Game of Thrones is correct. Yep.
Woo! 2.5 points.
2.5 out of 5.
There we go.
Bang on average.
That's a pass. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. What's happening now?
Mate, I'm just going through my abusive messages from the fine people of this great nation.
What do you mean? From what? From your little pic of you and your son?
I mean, you know exactly.
That pic of you and your son where you sent the internet into meltdown.
No, not the pic of me and my son, which is adorable.
And not your son. In fact, I don't think you can say that. It's not your son. You don't have the right to post that cute little pic of that cute little munchkin and claim it as yours.
I was with
you. Had nothing to do with the making of that child.
I was with his mum and dad.
Yeah, I know.
And they were fine with it. Nah, so why don't I have
a
right?
I reckon you check first.
This is always like the sisterhood. You won't let the mum actually speak. You'll speak on her behalf. I think you silencing women and speaking for them is really unhelpful because
I was talking about your mate Haydo, but sure.
This is Juzzy was there. This is about me posting a picture of my swollen hand yesterday after I punched a block of wood on the project on Sunday night.
Yes.
As you do. Yep. Twice. And then I thought I'd just post it because a lot of people ask me, how's your hand? How's your hand? So I thought I'd post a picture to say, look, my hand's fine. It's a little bit sore but fine. And then I've got a lot of comments.
Mm.
See if you find these comments helpful. Or even pleasant, lovely.
I think you know how I feel about your hand because I also text you.
So right as I said to my housemate, Johnny, I was like, man, have a listen to some of these comments. And I was reading him some of the comments and then I got a message from you and your message just said, why do you have such old hands?
They look like old man hands.
Yep. Here's a lady who's commented. Thank you for taking the time. Dude, I love you pretty much everything about you, but what's with your old man hands?
Yeah, see?
Photos are doing no justice. It's like an elderly lady has put fake tan on her hands. Your hand skin is weird. It's like KFC. Yeah.
But no. Your hands don't look like that in real life.
And then there's some people started tagging their friends in here. And so one said to her friend, look at his old man hands, laugh face, laugh face, laugh face, and then tagged her friend. Someone has tagged her friend as well, and she said, I was in love with him until I saw his old man hands, tagged his friend. This is another one. This one's from Loz. Thanks, Loz. My husband wants to know what's wrong with your hands.
I mean, are you searching for some...
Oh, he's got grandpa hands.
I mean, there's going to be no sympathy coming from me.
Why?
Because I'm looking back at the comments for the post that you did with your son.
Yeah.
And it's just women talking about how their ovaries are exploding. In fact, one person said, the thirst in these comments, hey, with a laughy face.
Yep.
You get so much love on your Instagram comments that it's actually okay for one comment to be that you've got old man hands.
No, but if you dig a little deeper, even the son photo, I don't know if you saw this comment, says, judging by the hands, this looks like it's grandpa holding his son.
Funny. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. Husey and Kate.
She's back.
How does that feel, Katie, that reaction? Is that on a scale of 1 to 10, how much better than the reaction you got from your co-host
yesterday?
Did you
see what I got where he just sort of, what are you doing?
It was weird. It was,
what?
Mate, she just left the TV screen and then I turn around and she's there. I don't know what world I'm in. It's very strange.
And that's
you were just
weird.
Like, yeah, hey.
That's weird.
Thank you.
I had no idea. You know what? You know,
but he did have a cute face. If you pause the video, you actually see an adorable expression on his face, like an 8-year-old boy that you never see.
But also, you know
and
what?
And then you cuddled and that was really cute.
The reaction, though, is a real reaction. If I had, secretly known, I would have been over the top.
Yeah, true.
It was a complete shock.
Like the pause on the face is lovely. But Hughes, how long have you been working in radio?
A long time, yeah, almost 20 years, I reckon. No,
so you
18
know
years.
How it feels if we give someone a prize and they have a cute look on their face but don't make any noise. We
Tommy
feel like giving it to the next
on.
Person.
Do you realise I tried to have a clause? I've told you this, haven't I? That joy clause. That if a contestant wasn't happy enough, we'd take the prize off them.
Yeah, but absolutely should be the case.
Tommy, do you want to come and take me off, Hughesy?
I would love to.
We'll have you.
To join you two. I'd love that.
What?
I'd love to be in the pool house.
What we got, though, is it's a talking point, you know? We got something different. We didn't get the usual, you know? What you got is a different reaction from me.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm a maverick.
Why?
Someone's flown however many kilometres over at bloody see they want more than just secret. Good talking point.
Yeah, I think you should have left the car out the front with the engine revving, and based on that reaction, I would have turned.
Got back in.
Yep, yeah, got straight back on the plane.
When did you come up with the idea?
Oh, no, well, so Sash and I had talked about it before I ever went away.
Ah.
And we went, oh, you know what, that would be fun to do. And then it was, we tried to do it and the timing wasn't right. And but then this week my parents are arriving in Bologna, in fact, today, and I went, this is the week to do it.
Oh, so they've arrived and you've left.
Yes, exactly.
And did you come without children?
Yeah. Yes, I've come without children.
And her dad's in a wheelchair, so he's... Dad needed a bit
come
of help,
on, Bickers. No, he's not in the wheelchair yet.
Isn't he in the wheelchair?
He'll only need it when he arrives.
Did you buy him a wheelchair?
No, my husband's doing it over there.
How long are you here for?
No, just till the weekend. It's so beautiful. Fun. I'll tell you what is quite amazing. You know, coming back in all this election post-la-la and people going, this country, they're totally wrong. This country's magnificent and the people who live in this country are magnificent.
She just likes
which
ScoMo,
I understand because I've been away.
How
but you know
Australia?
What I mean?
How good's Australia? How good's Australia?
How good's Australia? But it's so lovely to feel like that instead of coming back and going.
What would I say, Tommy?
Oh, that's weird.
Tell you what, we had our first meeting, our first pre-show meeting with Katie today with her in the room, and I had a vanilla slice, which I bought for her. I cut it in half, and then what, you would not let me eat it during the meeting, would you?
Because I said after the meeting we'll enjoy it more.
That's I feel
so
like
true.
I also feel like that sentence doesn't work. I bought it for her, so we cut it in half, and she didn't let me eat it.
See, a window into his blackened soul.
Then she was eating cheese on crackers during the meeting. It was
savory.
It was
unbelievable.
It's starting to all make sense. I now realise when you saw Katie walk in, the reason you just said, oh, that's weird, is because all you were thinking was now I've got to share my vanilla slice.
Yes, and eat it not during a meeting. It's
what do you eat during your show, you guys? You never have food on the table.
No, Carrie's just had her lips done, so she can eat. She's had her
lips good.
Pumped up.
She looks
don't
look
great.
Stunning,
yeah,
by the way.
I haven't had them done. Can you
look
please?
Beautiful.
He keeps saying this. I think I've got a case to sue him for defamation.
No, it's not defamation. I say they look great. If I said that you had a bodgy lip,
it's defamatory. It's casting.
No, it's not. Saying your lips look great.
No, because you're not you saying that, but it's changing people's
opinion.
All right,
here's a test, Carrie Bickmore. What if he said, you look like you should be on maths?
That's a win.
I'd sue for defamation.
But also on that subject, Katie, guys, when we start the show, Katie has done a weigh-in downstairs at the chemist.
They're all telling me I've lost weight.
Well,
I don't have scales.
How much weight has she lost?
Imagine going to Italy, eating pasta, drinking wine,
correct,
and eating cheese and losing weight.
We're about to find out with Jeezy and Kate next. Kate, it's good to have you back, but we are equally as excited to get over to Bologna with you. That's a spicy meatball tour. Make sure you download the app right now and download your boarding pass. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Tiny, but not so tough. That's another Carrie and Tommy catch-up done and dusted. For Tiny Tough, check out the new Tradie Baby Zipsters. With soft and stretchy fabric, the Tradie Baby Zipsters keep your little ones nice and comfy.